This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is now a third bank to collapse this volatile spring for the financial services industry. First Republic Bank, a medium-sized firm, was scooped up over the weekend by J.P. Morgan Chase in a deal worked out by federal and state regulators. First Republic has most of its customers on the East and West Coasts, and many of them are relatively affluent. Experts see this as the tail end of the March banking madness, a third shoe dropping after Silicon Valley and Signature Banks failed 7 weeks ago. That is to say, it's perhaps not the beginning of a new cascade of failures. Eric Gordon joins us now from Ann Arbor. He's a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning to you.
Hello, David.
First of all, very important, those who kept deposits of any size in First Republic and hadn't taken them out in the last few weeks, their money is now over at J.P. Morgan, the biggest bank. Rest easy, your money's over there.
Yeah, no problem. And in fact, you can go to your Republic Bank branch, which as of this morning will be a J.P. Morgan Chase branch.
Nice of J.P. Morgan to step in here. The CEO says the government asked, and they did. They're aware that a bunch of money is coming its way to help with this, with the costs from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, right?
Yeah, they're going to get a backstop on losses, a $50 billion loan to do the deal, and they expect to recognize a one-time gain of $2.6 billion. So it's not entirely a matter of civic duty.
And so will people now conclude it's good to have huge, too-big-to-fail banks around to help when the going gets tough?
Yeah, I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase is now too big to be too big to fail. And, you know, it runs against current government policy. Current administration doesn't like big. They're going after big. They say, you know, these institutions already are too big. In fact, this deal makes J.P. Morgan so big that it needs approval from the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, to even go through.
Now, we're talking about bank regulation. We heard from both the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation last week criticizing themselves for not doing enough to supervise the two other banks that failed 7 weeks ago. Here we are again, right? So they're going to beef that up?
They need to make some changes. I mean, it seems to be systemic. The regulators, the people that we rely on to oversee these banks, don't seem to see very much.
Let's talk about causes for a second here. First Republic customers with texts and headlines on their smartphones started saying, I'm pulling out my money. What about you? And so all these deposits fled. But also something else, right? First Republic was also on the wrong side of one of the great challenges of our time, right? Interest rates are rising, and what should have been safe holdings of government bonds weren't so safe if you need the money in a hurry.
First Republic not only had safe government bonds, but it had a lot of really jumbo real estate loans. Because remember, its clients tend to be really wealthy people. So they have these big real estate loans, and the bank made a fatal choice. Instead of making the loans and reselling them to other investors, like most banks do, First Republic held on to those loans, and just like the government securities, their value plummeted.
Now, Eric, if we step back from this story a bit, banks are supposed to be solid, safe, granite-like protectors of our money. I mean, they have big columns out front that look very safe. How do we let them get risky like this?
You know, we've let banks go from being those safe bedrock institutions to being sort of speculators. They're sort of speculating on interest rates. They're using a lot of leverage. They're really maximizing profits, not safety. And you wonder whether they have wandered from their essential purpose and need to be reined in some way.
Always good to talk to Eric Gordon. He's a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.